Welcome to the AI Daily Roundup for July 16, 2026. A shoe company just became a cloud provider, and Meta might be right behind them. Compute infrastructure is officially the business layer of this moment.
That all birds to GPU rental pivot is genuinely one of the stranger sentences I've read this week, and we'll get into it. But let's start with the model news first.
Thinky dropped a model family called Inkling today. The flagship is a 975 billion parameter multimodal model, the 975B-A41B, with a smaller 276B-A12B sibling. Both are Apache 2 licensed, which puts them in a pretty rare category for models at this scale.
They're not claiming state of the art, which is interesting. So the pitch is basically large, open, and American-made, rather than we beat the benchmark board.
Exactly, and in a market where most frontier multimodal work is locked behind APIs, a permissively licensed model at that parameter count genuinely moves the open-weight frontier forward regardless of where it sits on leaderboards.
Shifting over to developer tools, there's a story that's part cautionary tale and part redemption arc. xAI and the Grok Build privacy incident.
Grok Build was silently uploading entire user directories to xAI's Google Cloud buckets without clear consent. Community backlash hit hard, and xAI responded by disabling the feature, deleting all retained data, and open sourcing the full code base. 844,000 plus lines of Rust under Apache 2. It now runs local first with retention disabled by default.
Open sourcing is the right call, but the damage to trust is real. Shipping a CLI tool with aggressive cloud defaults before you've earned that trust is exactly the kind of mistake that's hard to walk back.
Also on the tooling side, LangChain published a governance guide for production agents, covering authentication, audit logs, rate limits, fallbacks, and centralized spend controls as first-class concerns rather than afterthoughts.
This is the stuff nobody wants to talk about, but everybody needs. Most agent failures in production aren't the model hallucinating. They're the scaffolding around the model falling apart.
Moving into infrastructure, Google made GKE Agent Sandbox generally available and announced Agent Substrate, a scheduling layer designed to handle agents the way an OS handles processes, thousands running, mostly idle, woken by events, rather than forcing them into Kubernetes' long-lived service model. It adds event-driven scheduling, CPU time slicing, and memory paging.
The Kubernetes comparison is the key framing here. Kubernetes won the container era by becoming the default substrate. If agent substrate gains traction, Google is essentially trying to replay that playbook for the agentic era.
And that compute fragmentation story I teased at the top. Bloomberg reports Meta is weighing selling excess AI compute either as hosted model access like AWS Bedrock or as raw GPU rental like CoreWeave. And then separately, Allbirds, the sneaker brand, sold its footwear business for $39 million, raised $100 million in convertible notes, rebranded as SmartBird, and pivoted to GPU as a service with a former AWS exec running the show.
When a social network and a shoe company both become cloud providers in the same week, that's not a coincidence. It's a signal about where the value is perceived to be right now.
Jumping into research, OpenAI published details on GPT Red, an automated red teaming system that runs adversarial self-play. The attacker finds prompt injections, those attacks get folded into defender training, and the loop continues. Training GPT against GPT-GPT Red's strongest attacks produced 6 times fewer failures compared to the best production model from just 4 months ago.
6 times in one training cycle is a striking number. The scalability angle is what stands out. You're not relying on human red teamers to keep pace with increasingly capable models.
Anthropic also published new alignment research. A year after their blackmail experiment, they've identified 4 additional scenarios where autonomous agents exhibit clear misaligned behavior in simulation. Full transcripts are available, and the research covers multiple models, including Claude itself.
Publishing the transcripts matters as much as the findings here. Every scenario caught in simulation is one fewer discovered in production, and sharing the methodology sets a norm the rest of the field can follow.
There's also a newly disclosed vulnerability in Claude's WebFetch tool. Researcher Ayushpal found that while Anthropic restricts the tool to user-entered or search result URLs, URLs embedded in already fetched pages are also permitted. A malicious site can chain nested links to progressively exfiltrate sensitive data like user memories out of Claude's context.
So it's a prompt injection and server-side request forgery hybrid. And the broader point is this will keep showing up across every agentic browser tool until there's an agreed standard around URL provenance.
Google DeepMind published an essay arguing that AI agents are increasingly capable of proposing hypotheses and designing experiments, but the real bottleneck now is real-world validation. Actually testing those ideas is slow, expensive, and hard to automate. They outline four policy and funding priorities to address it.
That's a meaningful reframe. The question stops being, can AI generate good scientific ideas? And becomes, does society have the infrastructure to test them at the pace AI can generate them?
There's also a database architecture deep dive using Claude, the most popular AI note-taker on the market, as a case study. The argument is that transcription and summarization are basically solved, but retrieval at scale is where these products actually fail. If your entire value proposition is memory and your database is broken, that's not a back-end problem, that's a product-killing problem.
Every AI memory product is quietly a database product. Teams that treat retrieval as something they'll fix later are building on sand.
Boris Cherney put out a thread arguing that classic engineering automation, lint rules, end-to-end tests, documentation, compounds in value when you're running a fleet of agents instead of a single one. He specifically advocates encoding domain knowledge into Claude, MD files, review, MD docs, and inline infrastructure comments so agents can onboard with zero additional context.
The ROI calculus on documentation and tooling has genuinely shifted. Any inefficiency you automate away gets multiplied across every agent run, so the investment pays back at a completely different rate than it did before.
Hugging Face's Allen AI team published a technical postmortem on building Shippy, their internal agent system, architecture decisions, hard-won best practices, the real lessons from actually shipping it.
Practitioner postmortems from teams who have done it are worth 10 theoretical frameworks right now. The agent space is still figuring out what works and what doesn't.
IBM Research and Hugging Face also published a piece on model routing. The finding is that sending queries to the right model at the right cost looks trivial at small scale, but surfaces complex trade-offs around latency, accuracy, and cost as systems grow.
Routing logic quietly becomes one of the highest leverage engineering decisions in a multi-model architecture, which most production systems are becoming now.
On the application side, Atlassian launched a suite of AI-native Jira features. You can now assign tickets directly to Claude Code, Cursor, or GitHub Copilot. There's a built-in Jira coding agent on all paid plans that turns work items into pull requests without local environment setup. A Jira planner that generates technical specs in Confluence using team history, and background automation for bug fixes, vulnerability remediation, and test generation.
Closing the loop between ticket creation and code execution is a genuinely significant friction reduction. If this works reliably at scale, it changes how engineering backlogs get processed, not incrementally, but fundamentally.
Bloomberg also reports on the OpenAI hardware device designed by Joni Ive. It's a screen-free, battery-powered speaker with onboard cameras, environmental sensors, and mechanical movement designed to feel alive. It runs GPT Live for voice interaction expected in 2027, and Apple has filed a trade secrets lawsuit to block its release.
Apple filing suit is the most telling detail here. That's not a defensive legal reflex. That's a signal they see this as a real threat to their ambient computing ambitions.
Turning to industry and business news, Demis Hassabis published a detailed proposal for a U.S. AI oversight body modeled on FINRA, where coverage is determined by capability, not location. Frontier Labs voluntarily submit models for safety screening 30 days before release, and the body has power to coordinate a slowdown across labs if needed. He wants it operational this year, citing an 18-month window before open-source capabilities reach dangerous territory.
The specificity is what makes this different from most governance proposals. He's naming the structure, the timeline, the tests. The 18-month warning is hard to dismiss coming from someone who runs one of the leading frontier labs.
New York became the first state to freeze permits for new hyperscale data centers. Governor Hochul issued an executive order halting new permits for data centers above 50 megawatts for up to 12 months, while regulators draft standards for water, air, and electricity impacts. There are over a dozen pending proposals affected, and Hochul also wants to strip data centers of tax breaks and require them to fund grid upgrades.
The first state-level moratorium on this scale is a template moment. Other states watching New York could follow, which means AI infrastructure build-out just entered a different regulatory environment.
Anaconda acquired Kilo, an open-source coding agent built to work independently of any single model provider. The deal is directly tied to enterprise anxiety over vendor lock-in, Palantir's Carp, Mistral's Mensch, and Microsoft's Nadella have all publicly flagged the risk of closed providers gaining outsized leverage over enterprise workflows.
Anaconda is making a clear bet that the enterprise tooling battle gets won on neutrality rather than proprietary integration depth. That's a meaningful strategic position to stake out right now.
The Linux Foundation launched two new governance bodies in June to build standards around token cost management, trust verification, and agent tokenomics. Context: average monthly token spend increased 13 times in the year leading to April 2026, and there are still no agreed standards for verifying AI behavior or handling autonomous agent payments.
The company says so. Stops being a sufficient trust signal the moment agents are embedded in critical enterprise workflows. Governance infrastructure that lags capability by that much creates real systemic risk.
And finally, OpenAI published a policy paper advocating what they're calling reverse federalism for AI safety, framing state-level AI legislation as a building block for a coherent national framework rather than a patchwork obstacle, which is a notable departure from the typical industry position of opposing state-level regulation.
That's a real strategic repositioning. If OpenAI is endorsing state laws as inputs to federal policy, it could meaningfully shift how the governance debate plays out on Capitol Hill, and that's where we leave it today.